Welcome to another episode of What's the Point, the podcast that will help you find your meaning and fulfillment to your life through the experiences of great leaders that I'm lucky enough to know. And this week, I am thrilled to be joined by not only an exceptional leader, but an exceptional man that I've got to know through, I heard James Timpson speak and Darren Byrne speak with him. And I was really captivated by what Darren has to say. So I'm delighted that you've joined us today, Darren. And I'm lucky enough to have visited some prisons alongside Darren throughout this year. And Darren is Timpson's Director of Diversity Inclusion and head of the Timpson Foundation. But Darren, handing over to you, why don't you introduce yourself way better than I could?
Hi, Danny. Thank you for that. I've got the best job in the world, or certainly I think so anyway. I get to look after the Timpson Foundation on behalf of the Timpson Group. So essentially what we do is we provide training and employment opportunities for marginalised groups and people who face barriers to employment, which is usually for us ex-offenders or people with convictions. So I spend lots of my working life in prisons, meeting people who've made a bad choice or a series of bad choices, often through sort of circumstances, and they found themselves in custody. And I get to go in, interview these people, find out what they're about, hear all the sort of remarkable, fascinating stories. And if we're able to, we offer them a job within our organisation. And then when they arrive, we support them, we look after them, and we welcome them into the Timpson business family.
Superb work, Darren. And it's just wonderful to see how you make people come alive in certain environments, you know, the literal magic that you create within people and for people moving forward for their lives. It's incredible. So let's jump straight in. We're not going to do the fluffy stuff here. We're going to jump straight in. And Darren, what would you say is the point of your life?
Well, that's a big question. The point of my life professionally, I very much see it is to help other people. So part of the sort of Timpson Group, our culture is very much about kindness and compassion. So I see it that my sort of the point of my kind of professional existence, first and foremost, is to look after my team, to make sure that they're happy in work and they feel supported and empowered. But also, I think my primary function within a business is to help people. And when we go into prisons, we meet people often at the sort of lowest ebb, the lowest point of their life. They've lost all hope. Often if they've lost a job, they've lost a partner, they've lost a home, they've lost the reputation, their mental health has suffered. So I get to go in on behalf of the Timpson business and be the first positive thing that they've often encountered for years and years. So we explain to them that, yes, we will give you that second chance. We will trust you. We do value you as a person. And we'll give them that opportunity to come out and to join our business and to put right what they've done wrong.
It's beyond magical, isn't it? It's life-changing. It's absolutely life-changing, Darren.
Truly. Well, do you know what? I'm happy to be a part of it, but it's a huge kind of collective effort by the Timpson business. I'm just the person who gets to go in to meet these people in custody. But behind the scenes, there's the whole culture. So all of our sort of 5,000 colleagues are very much on board with what we do in terms of offering people a second chance. They're very accepting, they're very nurturing, and they've really taken what we do in terms of our inclusive recruitment, they've taken that to heart, and they are the people who make it work on a daily basis, really.
It's phenomenal. And then around the business, Darren, but I think wider, in the wider community and networks that you're seeing, at the moment, what kind of trends are you seeing within people?
I think there's more kindness, which is good, certainly in the sort of networks that I work within. I work with lots of other big businesses and other retailers in the UK, and I've seen a real sort of momentum, a real shift in realising that, well, actually, it's so important to have a diverse workforce, obviously because the labour market's very buoyant now, there are lots of vacancies, but all of a sudden, people who may well have been discriminated against in the past, people are realising now that these individuals can make a fantastic addition to any business and can enrich any organisation. So ex-offenders being the perfect example. There are 14 million people in the UK with a conviction, more serious than the driving offence. So that is roughly 1/6 of the UK population. So to consign that huge swathe of the population to the employment scrap heap and assume that they're worthless, inherently dishonest, they've got nothing to offer, just doesn't make sense. So whereas historically lots of employers have turned a nose up at people with convictions, We've never done that. We don't focus on what people have done in the past. Instead, we focus on what they can achieve in the future. And what I've noticed in terms of the people in my network is that more and more businesses now are kind of following suit and realizing that, yes, people can make mistakes, people can make bad choices, but that doesn't mean they should be thrown on that scrap heap forever. They've got lots to offer and they should be given an opportunity and a second chance.
I didn't realise it was as high as 1 in 6, Darren. That's a huge percentage of the population, isn't it? But it's wonderful through your work and through you pioneering it that other businesses are seeing, golly, this has benefits for everybody. Yeah. And then, Darren, with how busy that I know you are, what strong steps do you have in keeping yourself strong, energised, etc.?
I just keep busy. I think the best thing to do is if you keep so busy, you can't sort of worry about how much you've got coming in or what you've got running next week. So I've got a wonderful colleague called Rachel who works very closely with me, and she does great things trying to keep me organised. I'm not the best person to be organised, but Rachel does her absolute best. So she'll phone call, she'll send me an email or a phone call, tell me where I need to be, what meeting I need to attend. But just keep positive, just try and see the best in people, stay positive, and I keep busy. I also try and keep fit as well, not as fit as I could be, but my personal life, we've got a dog, so we like to go for lots of long dog walks when we can, and obviously the occasional glass of wine of an evening helps, but in moderation, obviously.
Superb. And I love knowing and learning so much more about the culture that you work within of trust and kindness. And I think that does keep an individual strong. But then looking at the bigger picture, Darren, you know, like I love hearing you say that you feel that the trends that you're seeing are around kindness. But looking at the other end of the spectrum, when we look at stress and burnout on an individual basis, how do you avoid negative experiences like stress or burnout?
I think it's difficult, and I think it's very, very subjective. I'm quite fortunate in that I've got quite a decent capacity to deal with stress, so I'm able to pretty much within reason just take whatever's thrown at me and sort of crack on with it. But lots of people aren't so lucky. And in our business, we recognise that. We employ circa sort of 5,500 colleagues. And we realise that many of them will suffer with the mental health, will suffer with stress and anxiety. So for that reason, we've got mental health first aiders that all of our colleagues can access. And if they sort of can't help, if they can't offer any advice or guidance, what they will do is they will signpost them to one of our two full-time qualified counsellors who work for Timpson. And they will sort of speak to them and again, help them. And if they can't, they will signpost them to other various professionals. But me, I'm quite lucky. I'm quite grounded. I tend to kind of take things in my stride. I've been through enough of my life now not to get upset about some of the smaller things that come along.
Very healthy. Very, very healthy, Darren. And then if we take a step back and look at the bigger picture, for you, what would you say success looks like?
Well, again, it's a big question. I mean, success for me professionally is helping as many people as I can. I know that sounds very cliche, it sounds very cheesy, but I get genuinely a real kick out of the fact that through Timpson and through my work with the business, I'm able to offer these very sort of positive, life-changing opportunities to people who've lost everything. I went into my local Timpson to drop some dry cleaning off only a couple of weeks ago, and the store manager there recognised me. I didn't recognise him because he was only been in that store for a couple of weeks, and he pointed out to me and he said, "You're Darren Burns." I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "You interviewed me 6 years ago in HMP Sudbury, which is an open prison in Derby. You give me a job on day release," and he'd since been coming to the business, been promoted, and was now the mobile manager for Timpson. So it was great to see somebody like that. We chatted for sort of 10 minutes and he told me since that time I interviewed him, he'd met his partner, he'd been married and he'd had a couple of kids and he was looking forward to a holiday. So from when I met him all that time ago in prison, he'd lost everything. He was at a pretty low ebb, and to see him sort of come through that and succeed was absolutely amazing. So I get a kick out of that. So that's how I measure my kind of professional success.
And Darren, I've seen it in your body language. I've seen it, you know, being alongside you and you seeing, you know, the hope and the reality that you're providing for people through your work. I've seen it through your body language that that brings you alive. So I know a lot of people say, oh, I just want to help people and I just want to make a difference. And it can come across as trite, but I've seen it in you about how you respond to literally the light, the hope that you create for people's future. So hearing that story must have been, you know, a real heartwarming moment for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to be nice.
And moving forward, Darren, if you were to be able to have Mystic Meg qualities, I know none of us have, but of course we all plan our strategies moving forward. What does the next 5 years look like to you within people? I'm talking.
Okay, so essentially what we're looking to do in the business is we're looking to expand that the work that we do in the Timpson Foundation to more marginalised groups. So again, we kind of focus all of our efforts pretty much at the moment on people with convictions. But what we realise is that there's lots of other people who face barriers to employment who would really benefit from working either in our business or with people in our network. So what we're looking to do is help people who are maybe neurodiverse, refugees, care experienced, long-term unemployed, military veterans. So we're very excited to get involved with all these groups and bring them into our business and help other businesses to recruit from this cohort too. Because we know from experience that people like this make businesses usually a more sort of rewarding and certainly more interesting place to work. So that's what I'm excited about for the future, and that's what we're going to be focusing on. It sounds awfully conceited, but the kind of ex-offender employment piece we've nailed down for the Timpson business. So I focus my efforts now on helping other businesses to recruit from this cohort. But in terms of Timpson, our next challenge is going to be some of these other groups that we've mentioned to bring them into the workplace and to sort of normalise their employment within business.
I love hearing this. I worked with a charity a number of years ago for abandoned and abused children. And it was, anyway, they called them marginalised youths. And I love this mantra that they had, and it might land with you, Darren, and it was reaching the unreached, reaching the unreached. I just think that's so powerful, you know, and that's exactly what you're doing and creating. And I can feel that you're very, very excited about it. But again, if we look at the other end of the spectrum, and when life does exacerbate you, when you've had, you know, a tough week, things have fallen out of kilter, Rachel and you haven't been as on top of what's been going on, you know, bad situations have had, difficult conversations need to happen. When you have a week like that, Darren, what is it that keeps you going?
Again, I think I'm fortunate that I've just got the ability to sort of put things into perspective. I try not to take things personally. So we had a chat before this recording, and, you know, I've had a couple of quite difficult conversations today with a few people. But again, you just need to remind yourself that it's not personal. People have other things going on in their lives. And just try and put things into context. There's always worse things going on in the world. I mean, you've only got to pick up the newspaper or look at your phone. All the terrible things happening now. So generally, just try and have some perspective over things, really. Worst things happen at sea. Don't sweat the small stuff. So, yeah, just put it into perspective and move on.
Oh, I love hearing that perspective. And, you know, when we are in a tough situation, that's the one thing that's very hard to see, isn't it? So I love hearing that reminder. Thank you. And then you, Darren Burns, we know the values of Timpson are built on trust. You know, everything's built on trust and kindness. But what would you say your three values are, if you like, Darren? What would you say you live by?
Wow. So for me, integrity, very important. Honesty, I think it's very important to be honest and upfront, certainly with some of the lessons that I've learned in my life moving forward. And just kindness, really, which again sounds very kind of sounds very wishy-washy. But yeah, just treat people with kindness and you get it back in spades.
Well, my final question was, or is, you could of course answer it, is how do they keep you fully living the point of your life? But I feel that you've answered it when you say you live through kindness. You get it back, Darren. Is there anything else you want to say on that?
I think you do. I mean, as you know, Danny, we've spoken about this a number of times now, but I'm an ex-offender, so I spent some time in custody. So I lost my job, I lost my partner, my house, my dignity, my self-respect. So I went through a really tough time. And it was through the kindness that Timpson showed me and that opportunity, that second chance, And I've been able to get my life back on track. I've met my partner now, who's now my wife, and we have a great life. We both work very hard. We've got very rewarding jobs. And we really enjoy our time together. And I think kindness is at the sort of forefront of that. And because Timson were able to show me that kindness, then I really try and sort of embed that into my life. Obviously, nobody's perfect, but if I can ever do somebody a good turn or a random act of kindness, I absolutely will.
Darren, yes, you do. And I love hearing this. It has been a true joy, from the bottom of my heart, a true joy to speak to you and listen to everything that brings you fully to living the point of your life. Darren, before we bring this into land, is there anything else you'd like to say?
I don't think so, Danny. I think what I'll do is, in fact, if you give me the opportunity, anybody listening to this who's a business owner or an employer, please consider people with convictions because they can make great colleagues and make a great addition to your business. And I'm happy to help people along with that if they ever need any advice or guidance.
Darren, thank you for that. Thank you for that invitation. And also thank you for your truly earnest, honest and kind conversation with me. Thank you, Darren. And thank you, listeners, for listening to another episode of What's the Point? Thank you.